This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Protesters at the University of Texas at Austin, where police are arresting student demonstrators today. Reporter Abby Berglinci describes the scene.
Dozens of protesters have formed a circle on the main lawn of the University of Texas at Austin campus. They have barricaded themselves with fold-up plastic tables, carrying signs asking the university to divest from Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza. Around 2 p.m. Texas time, state and local police arrived, many dressed in riot gear. Since then, they've been arresting some protesters. So far, I've witnessed about 10 arrests. The university has asked protesters to disperse, but they have not. I'm Audra McGlinchey in Austin.
And at Columbia University in New York, protesters are defying a deadline to leave an encampment there or face suspension. Students are protesting over the rising Palestinian death toll in Gaza. There have also been counter-protests in support of Israel. Meanwhile, a host of politicians are weighing in on how to contain campus protests over the Israel-Hamas conflict. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has that story.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called for university presidents to get control of their campuses. He spoke with CBS's Face the Nation about the recent rise in demonstrations across the country in support of Palestinians, but declined to follow some of his Republican colleagues in calls to deploy the National Guard. After a visit to Columbia University last week, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson started the movement to bring in more force to dispel protesters. His speech at the campus was nearly drowned out by students' protests. Other Republicans followed suit, but so far, no national force has been deployed. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
A sharp jump in Tesla's stock today, which rose more than 15% after news the company's received tentative approval in China to allow use of the company's full self-driving software. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk has been seeking to expand global use of the controversial software. He was in China over the weekend. The Treasury Department expects to borrow more money this spring than had been forecast a few months ago. NPR's Scott Horsley reports it's in part due to a drop in tax receipts.
The Treasury Department expects to borrow $243 billion in April, May, and June. That's about $40 billion more than it projected at the beginning of the year. Treasury officials say tax payments in April fell somewhat short of expectations. That's in contrast to the first 3 months of the year, when tax payments came in higher than expected. For the full year, congressional forecasters think the government will spend about $1.6 trillion more than it collects in taxes. As a result of the mounting federal debt, the government's expected to pay more in interest this year than it spends on either defense or Medicare. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 146 points. This is NPR. Some small towns in Oklahoma are cleaning up after a weekend onslaught of tornadoes that flattened homes and buildings and killed at least four people, including an infant. In the town of Sulphur, Oklahoma, a tornado that hit late Saturday crumpled downtown buildings and sheared roofs from homes. There are reports of at least 22 tornadoes touching down in the state. Dozens of tornadoes hit Iowa and Nebraska Friday. Scotland's First Minister Hamza Youssef has announced his resignation. Villa Marx reports it comes just days after he chose to end a coalition agreement with the Green Party, which allowed his Scottish National Party to govern with a parliamentary majority.
Speaking at his official residence in Edinburgh, Youssef said he personally would be unable to repair damaged relationships in the Scottish Parliament. He's faced significant political pressure after recently ending a power-sharing agreement between the Greens and his Scottish National Party, or SNP. That followed an announcement that Scotland's government would scale back earlier climate targets experts now deem unrealistic. His resignation came ahead of scheduled no-confidence votes in Scotland's parliament, questioning his personal and government leadership. The parties have 28 days to agree upon a new leader. If that proves impossible, a new election will be called. For NPR News, I'm Villa Marx in London.
Despite 60 years of touring, it doesn't seem the current lineup of the Rolling Stones, which includes founders and co-songwriters Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, have any intention of packing it up just yet. The band kicked off its latest North American tour Sunday night at Houston's NRG Stadium, playing a two-hour show in support of their latest release, Hackney Diamonds. Houston is just the first stop on a 16-city tour across the U.S. and Canada. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster. Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort, with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.